Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, what's up? It's season 2. We're back in it. Already a few episodes out. And welcome to the show Get Real, where we get real with our thoughts on all things concerning life. We are your hosts, Junie.
Ashley.
Tanil of B2B.
And we have a very, very, very special guest. But before we introduce him, make sure to follow and review the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And if you hate ads, consider becoming a member of the Dive Studios Patreon, where you can access ad-free episodes.
Yeah.
Wow, such a pro.
Didn't know that existed.
Shy.
Such a pro.
All right, we have our special, special guest introducing… Drumroll. Wavy's 10! Welcome!
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just like having a good time.
Already?
Are you
already
sure? Having a good time?
I'm sure. I'm a little nervous, but sure? I'm sure. Yeah. I'm going to be fine.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, anything that's been happening in your life?
Lately, I just have an opportunity to release a new single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pay Me Naked. The title is Pay Me Naked.
Ooh.
Paint You Naked?
Pay Me Naked. That's
like one of the French girls.
No,
Titanic.
You know, when I tell everyone about like the title, there was like
yeah.
The thing you're saying. Yeah. I was like, no, it's a different meaning. So behind the Pay Me Naked is about like I wanna be like my original me. Ooh. Not like wearing all the people clothes, just like okay. Be me, show like my real skin.
Right.
Yeah, but okay. The lyrics kinda come out like a bit like a love song, so
oh. Yeah, you always like, gotta have that.
You
though.
Gotta, you gotta yeah, you dig gotta. Deeper for the real meaning.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Anything? All right. What? What you guys?
When is that? When did it come out?
I think it's out now, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Check it out.
Yeah. When did it come out? Like, Pay Me Naked 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
On YouTube and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go check it out.
I've actually heard it before. Mm-hmm. It was released.
Yeah, because like…
Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity… No, what were you going to say?
I'm going to say that I asked like him to help me with the top lining, like the melody.
Uh-huh.
But then he was so busy that he couldn't came.
Oh! Too busy.
And you had the audacity to sit next to him.
No, I'm sorry.
No. Continue.
No. So, let me back this up. So, obviously, I would love to work with… And he had the… What do you say?
I was so privileged for him
to approach me first. He approached me first and then he said that he wanted to work with me. It was obviously… I was like super nervous and like honored. But then
the timing
didn't work out.
Yeah.
But I know who was behind the track. Yeah. I know the producer and someone else who wrote it. Uh-huh, and he… Those two are the most talented people that I've ever met. Yeah. So I was sure that he was in good hands and I got to hear it before it was released. Yeah. Amazing song. So
Okay.
How do you guys know each other?
Through a producer.
Oh,
yeah.
And I met him once at the gym.
Yeah, we have the same gym.
Trainer? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trainer, yeah.
Oh, right? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we just met and then we talked. And then also I'm friends with Kun, a member of…
Yeah.
So… Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is there a music video for this song?
Yes. Oh, the music video. So I'm shirt… Oh no, I'm not shirtless. I'm wearing a shirt but with a chain on me. Like it's like a chain shirt.
A chain? Oh,
a chain shirt.
It's see-through.
Yeah. No, not see-through.
Not see-through?
It's like a chain as your shirt.
Oh, wow.
Just a chain on top of you.
What?
All custom
made. I have a picture.
Please show us the picture.
A chain
We're
as
gonna
a
have
shirt.
To see to find was it out.
I can't picture this.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Really
I can't
heavy?
Dance
it's just
with
like
that
he's
on.
Covered in chains all over.
So I was like very lucky that our company allowed me to really like design my shirt.
Wow.
You designed it?
Like we give out… I give a lot of opportunities.
Oh.
Like,
ideas. Nice.
Wait,
nice.
Where is it? Oh, this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, aren't you really good at drawing?
I do draw, but
artistic,
I know. Like
man.
This kind of shirt.
Wow, that's cool.
Can you call that a shirt?
Yeah, you call it a chain.
Okay, cool. Wait.
Like this. Oh, wait. This kind of stuff.
Wow. That's kind of reminds me of like knights.
Knights? Oh, yeah. like the armor?
Yeah.
Except it's very… You could die easily if you're wearing that.
It's very cold.
It's very cold.
Yeah. It looks like
No, but at first I wanted to paint my body like with paint.
Oh, okay.
But they say it's too extreme somehow. So I was like, okay, let's wear a chain instead. But the chain looked more
more extreme,
than the paint. Yeah. So okay.
That's cool though.
They were like, cool. We should have let him paint.
Yeah, everyone go check out the song and the music video.
Check it out.
Paint Me Naked.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see. It says you debuted in 2016.
Yes.
First with NTCU. NCTU.
NTC.
NCTU, sorry. And is an active member of WayV and SM Supergroup Super M.
Wow. Mm.
You're busy.
You're busy. Busy man. He's not busy. He's busy.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'm more busy.
So how usual. Wow.
Really?
No.
How do you kind of balance that out? Like being in three different groups.
I had to say thanks to my manager that they helped me arrange the schedule. Yeah, shout out to my manager. And no, but we had like, I do have like, what do you call that? A shinin tum? Like a rest
little,
time.
Little
like
breaks
a break
in
time
between.
Like
okay.
During like each comeback. So I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good.
But it's just hard to remember like the choreography.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's just like…
But you're…
What
you're,
song is that again?
You're a natural dancer.
But I do forget a lot of like dance moves when I don't dance for 3 days.
I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, we barely have any choreo and I forget all of it.
No, but I hear a lot of things from just fellow songwriters that he's like the most dedicated guy. Like he's just going out there and just trying to make music.
Really?
Like
that,
so. Now everyone's like running away from me.
Example one.
Hey, no.
Example A.
No, I just want to make my own like stuff lately. Mm. So I'm just like… You know like every time when everyone prepares stuff for you… And then you had to read like a script to introduce your own song. It's just like… I don't feel
like
it's
right,
me.
Right,
so
right,
I was
right.
like… Oh, I just want to involve in my own music. And be able to really explain it out by myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those kind of stuff.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's awesome. Man.
Expressing yourself.
Yeah. Express myself.
All right.
2021. Expressing yourself.
Okay. 2021. Express yourself. All right.
And it says here you recently did a 5-piece clothing collaboration. So was that the chain?
The chain?
Or
that's
literally like, 5 pieces.
No. You know, represent like the brand represent. Mm-hmm. They just like contacted me that they want to make like a clothes with me, and then I was like, what kind of clothes you want to make? And then they said, it's just like, whatever you want. I was like, okay, let's go.
So you designed like a bit and you sent it over?
Yeah, just like the art.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
But it's my first like arts. Yeah, express myself. I wanted to go like extreme, but it's my first like collection. So
Go
keep safe. Keep it safe.
That's good.
All right.
Good. Better safe than sorry. Right?
Sorry.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So how was it like just working on… Getting to work on your own song and just shooting the music video. This is just you, right?
Yeah.
It's the first time.
Yeah.
So how was that like? Just scary? Kind of…
So I did release my own like song, single. Like 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I get to choose my own song. Get to like give out my opinion about like the music video, the clothing. Like the lyrics.
Right,
the art.
Right. You're more hands-on.
Yeah. So yeah. I was very lucky that like the company just like texted me like, what kind of clothes do you want to wear? And I was like, you asked me for clothes? Like,
never okay, that ever happens.
I'm going in like deep for yeah. the clothes. And so I sent them like all the…
Yeah, what clothes do you want to wear? Nothing. I want paint. Paint.
I only want paint and chain on me. I'm joking. So I want to give out the… You know like a very high west… Like old hip hop.
Oh, like the pants? High
yeah, the,
pants?
The high waist pant and okay. the bucket hat. Oh. And one with like the mesh top and bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one like a suit, like a lot of patterned suit. Nice. So I got that day to help me get all of that. And then…
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice because everything was so new to me though.
Mm. Mm.
Like they don't really touch on my own stuff that much.
This time. Oh, yeah. That's good, that's good.
So I kind of feel insecure sometimes.
Why?
Oh, like am I
because,
making
like,
the right choice?
Because it's my first time like I choose my own song.
Right.
So I don't have the… What do you call that? Like
confirmation?
Yeah, yeah. That is gonna work or not. Mm. So just
on a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with Paint Me Naked?
Mm. Me? Oh. Can I go? My name is Tenso, say 10.
Oh.
No, because like… I feel like this song, nice. Paint Me Naked, really represent me right now. Like my mindset.
Mm, okay.
Because I do a lot of like, you know, hard choreography. Just like… trying to be cool, doing like the sexy like phase and stuff. But this time just like… just being silly on the set. Just like…
Oh, okay.
Just like get my tongue out. No. I mean like… just like being silly. Just like move around. Just like don't…
Just be you.
Just be
right?
me. So everyone was like… You don't do 10 hours. I was like… yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people in your company were like… 10 can… Was like this kind of guy, like
yeah, I'm that
like,
kind of guy. Yeah, right now.
Like show his true self.
Yeah, I'm sure your fans are gonna love him.
Yeah,
I
hope
they get to like
see,
it.
Yeah, that's like awesome. The real you instead of, like, you know. What,
But people keep changing, so maybe like now is like my real me, later on I don't know. I can be like someone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're making the song, like you're involved in… Sorry?
Huh?
What were you saying?
I said 2021 you.
Oh yeah, 2021 you. Okay. So you're working on the song and then you have your input and stuff like that. Is there any kind of inspirations from just in terms of music?
So before I was into R&B.
Mm.
And then I started listening to rock… like pop rock music.
Oh nice.
And then I was like… I want to make like an R&B rock genre.
Like alternative.
Nice.
Yeah. And then people were just like… What? What you're talking about, like R&B and rock? And it's like, no. So I just like, okay, this is my first like singles that I like get to do it by myself. So I was saying, okay, let's do like alternative pop rock.
Mm.
So it kind of sounds very pop, but at the same time, the chorus sound very
rock.
Like rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the guitar and the background music.
Mm. You nail like it's on point.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's… I mean, I don't have like… much to say about it. It's so good that like I'm not supposed to… I mean, I don't want to judge. I don't want to be someone that can judge someone.
No, you
but,
can
like,
judge me though.
It's like when I… you can
he's
judge
like,
me
he's
though.
Like, do it. I dare you. Judge
no,
me.
No, because like, you know like sometimes listen to other people's opinions and comments really help you in like… In the future.
Yeah.
Like.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, just as like a songwriter's perspective, it's like perfectly molded together. Like… exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, man? I'm just being serious.
Okay.
It's really good. And like… it suits his voice well. That's what I felt.
Okay, okay.
The first thing I felt was… oh, like it really suits his voice. Because I've heard a lot of Wavy songs as well. And there's so many… there's so much dynamics between the members. So like… it feels like you're really comfortable singing in this track.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
It's very… I have a good time recording it.
We're going to move on to part B. Oh, it's part A. I'm sorry. My bad. So, here it is.
Yeah.
Listeners have anonymously submitted their thoughts, confessions, or questions regarding chemistry.
Chemistry.
Follow Dive Studios on Instagram and Twitter to know the upcoming themes and submit through the Dive Studios Discord.
Yeah.
All right. Are there people who don't understand the overall mechanism of chemistry? I have bad chemistry with a friend's friend. And my friend always makes it look like I hate her from the bottom of my heart. But I just try to avoid this person because I get sketchy vibes from her.
Hmm.
I can't explain it. My friend always makes it seem like I'm mad at her for being friends with this other girl. But I'm not. She can be friends with whoever she wants. But I don't have to like these people by default too. Or am I wrong?
Hmm. No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like some of my friends' friends.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you got… Do you ever get concerned? Oh, like… Not even like concerned?
No, I mean I give them like a heads up. I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting good vibes from them. But I mean, I'm not going to stop you. I'm not your parent.
Yeah.
So… You do you. Yeah. Just… If possible, don't invite me when they're there.
Have you ever not like just avoided the just the gathering if they like were hanging out together and you knew a certain person was there? You're like,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm not gonna go.
Yeah,
yeah, we all do that
all
right?
the time. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I'll be there in like 5. They're like, yeah, someone just came. Oh yeah, I'm not going anymore. Bro. Like, 5.
Oh. Ashley, you?
Yeah, same with Peniel. I mean. Because they're my friend, I want to like everyone that they like and they're friends with. But there are some people that just… You just know like you're not going to vibe. And the chemistry is just not there. It's non-existent. So you can't force it. But you can't force them to stop being friends with this person. So you kind of like respect their friendship. Yeah. But you're like, leave me out of it.
What about you? Any experiences?
Experiences… I think I do, but I would try and like be friends with them first.
Mm.
Like not in a like a kind way, but just like trying to be like friends with them first, see like what their personal like really is, and then try. And then if I don't match with them, then just like sorry, bye bye. Sorry, no, let's don't meet again. Bye bye.
Strike.
Don't even call my name. No, but I do get along well with like. A lot of people though, I don't really have like… I need to be friends with that person or that person. I just like want to be like friends with everyone.
Were you ever like… Were you guys ever in the middle of it though? Like if your friend doesn't like this person or they don't like each other… But then you're in the middle, stuck in the middle?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah? How did you deal with it? Like just…
I just ignored both of them. Like seriously, I just like…
Dude, you just like
go in a room
yourself.
For 5 minutes and then talk.
Talk it out.
Talk it out and then just like come back. And then if it doesn't work, just say… Just leave my house.
What happened in your house?
Oh, the funny house. Oh, that's kind of different.
If that's happened. Because if you're the middle person, it's very hard to just like… Figure out which side you want to be on.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can't even like, choose a side.
Yeah. And your friends shouldn't make you pick a side. Like…
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave the drama out.
They should just hold hands.
Just hold hands?
Just hold hands.
Just hold hands.
Kumba.
Says, are you the type to keep trying for friendship even if your first impression was not that good? So like… Would you try… Like if it's someone that you really wanted to be friends with… Like just… It's you don't know this person at all, but you just want to be friends with them.
Why do you want to be friends with them if you don't know them?
I think it could be like, oh, this person is so inspirational. Like just the way he lives or like this or he or she lives.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live this kind of life too.
I mean, you can leave them as a role model. You don't have to be friends with their role models.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not going to like… Just off my first impression, I'm not going to judge someone though. Like I'll have like… I'll like kind of judge them, but I'm not going to like cut them off.
Yeah.
I'll be like… I got my suspicions about you, but I'll like…
Yeah, you'll give them a few chances.
And then if I'm like, okay, no. I'm like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah. It's usually Peniel in the friend group that's always like, yo, don't trust that person. Yeah. I think that person's sketchy. Sus. Yeah, I think he has good discernment.
Yeah.
He's good judge a great of character. Dad.
What?
Good
dad. Whoa, we're jumping
three
far into my future.
Three kids. Because my mom would always be that person when I bring friends over. My mom would be like,
they see.
I don't know about him.
Oh.
Right? And be like, why? He's my friend. And then
it turns out to be right.
Yeah, it turns out that we wouldn't stay as friends.
Wait, when you first see me, do you think I'm sketchy?
No.
You? No.
Where did this come from?
Because is he giving you
the vibe?
I'm super sketchy right now, dude. You said you wore a shirt, but you wore chains. What kind of sketchy? No. You were super chill.
I had that sense though.
You do?
I think I do. I think I do.
You're good at reading people?
I'm good at observing people.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so. I'm not saying like… No, but… You know Johnny, right?
Yeah.
At first when I met Johnny… Like I was like… No, I'm not gonna be friends with that guy. And then I become like… Good friends with him.
Oh.
And I was like… Am I good at like… Observing people or not? I'm… But I do like… If I'm serious. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So different.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of times.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, no, I didn't think she was mean, but she had a mean like aura.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, hey, relax your face.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He's like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, because it's very like calm, but like yeah. very.
She's like, yeah, she's like, to, like yeah, 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 got yeah. that winter vibe, you know?
But that was like before cold. I actually like hung out with her. It was just like first look. But I have to like actually like hang out with them once. And then I think I'm pretty good at.
Yeah. I should be grateful for people who are friends with me because they gave me second chances. They didn't stop being my friend after first time meeting me. Yeah. Or else I wouldn't have friends.
No, even we have this friend. We have a few friends from America. Mm. And the first time they came, she wasn't like that open to them. And the second time they came, they were like, oh, actually, like, she's got like a goofy side to her. I was like, yeah. And they're like, we didn't see that the first time we came to Korea. Yeah. We thought she was kind of scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's slow. Or not, at opening up. Yeah, slow
yeah,
at opening
yeah, yeah.
up.
Yeah, it takes sorry, a context. While for me to…
Context.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We've hit halftime already. We're midway through the podcast. So let's take a quick breather. Okay. Shall we? Yeah. Let's have a little quick breathing time. And today we're having a little chemistry experiment. Chemistry experiment. The host like and guest play. Yeah. The host and the guest play the newlywed game where there are two pair teams that quiz how well they think they know each other.
What is this? I've never heard of this.
Newlywed game? It's like if you're matching or not. Like they would it'd be teams of two.
So we're about to play the newlywed game, and basically we're testing how well we exactly know each other as friends. The way it goes is that one person will answer questions truthfully based on their own opinion and preferences, and the other friends will guess what their answer is and see if it matches.
So I have to guess what he's gonna say.
Yeah.
Cool. Shoot. Team A will be Ten and myself. Team B will be Ashley and Peniel. Uh-huh.
So, Team A, what is Ten's go-to coffee shop order?
Oh.
Okay.
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 What is Ten's spirit animal?
Huh?
What?
Do you have a spirit animal?
I think I do.
Don't you have like 15 animals?
Wait,
yeah. I have a lot of animals.
Wait,
my
what?
Usual
like
animals.
As pets?
Yeah,
oh,
he
really?
Has a lot of pets.
Yeah,
is,
a lot of
pets.
Oh, I'll show you later.
Spirit animal. So what is a spirit what? Animal? Can you describe a spirit animal?
It's like
I'm not
an animal that best describes your like personality. Describe
who you are?
Right?
Yeah.
Like you can kind of like relate to the animal, I guess.
Okay.
Me? Okay.
What does Ten want for dinner?
Oh, that's also hard for me too. It takes me like 2 hours to like think to decide what I'm gonna eat.
I'm sure for what I want.
That's kind of okay. Because I thought I was indecisive.
No, I'm those like people who like don't have the imat.
Oh.
So I don't know what to eat.
Oh, I'm like that too though.
Right? You don't really get cravings.
Yeah, I don't yeah, I mean, like really.
That's
like,
why.
Want
that's
for,
why.
Like,
I,
stuff.
I'm jealous.
That's why I always just order pizza because I'm like.
Right.
It's comfortable to eat. 먹기 편하니까. Yeah. Okay.
That's why I always okay.
Okay. For dinner, right?
For dinner.
What is Ten's bad habit?
Ooh.
A lot.
My bad Your habit. Worst habit then.
My worst habit?
Yeah. Write that down. The one that you
hard.
Think… The one that you want to fix as soon as possible.
I don't want to fix anything though.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Alright, I got it.
Wait, let me think.
Alright.
You got it before him?
I got it before him. I know I know you better than you.
Wait. Can you give me like 10 seconds?
10.
I want to give him a hint.
9.
Something that we talked about.
Okay.
What is Ten's most attractive
Ooh.
Feature?
Wait, don't…
feature as in…
This is some embarrassing questions. Yeah. Like you got to answer that about yourself? This is my most attractive feature.
I just
want to
write something weird.
Weird?
No.
We're a team, man.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Attractive feature. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're done?
Yes.
Cool.
All right.
Ice Americano.
Oh, right, right.
Okay, okay.
But it has to be like ice Americano decaffeine.
No, because
I like, drink a lot of like… A day I drink like 3-4 glass of Americano. Oh. So it's like to like decaffeine.
I had that. I had decaffeine.
Really?
No.
No.
This is just my opinion. Yeah. He kind of resembles like a wolf.
A wolf.
You know what I mean? Like a pack of… Like, you know, a leader. Like leader of wolves.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just write cat.
Oh, wait. I guess cat.
Oh, I should have done cat. Okay.
Because don't you have like…
I have
cats?
Two cats.
Oh, two cats?
Yeah.
All right. What does Ken want
for dinner tonight?
I put sushi.
Pizza.
You're wrong.
Oh.
Good salad?
Salad.
Oh, come on.
Salad? Yeah, I really like good salad. Like good salad.
Okay.
No, with like the rice and then like a salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh. Hey,
that's
kind
of sushi.
Yeah.
Rice,
yeah, that's
salad.
Kind of sushi.
No,
okay.
That's
okay.
No,
it's like poke. Have a point. Have a point.
It's poke.
Because okay. I really love sushi.
Poke. Yeah, you like sushi,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
But because like now like it's very
hot,
so I don't want to get like diarrhea.
Oh, right. Can he say that?
No, no.
It's very natural.
Yeah, yeah, because like if you do pedai, like
hot,
delivery,
yeah, it gets spoiled.
Yeah, it takes
it
like
spoiled,
longer
yeah.
time.
Oh, it's too
to
hot.
Arrive.
Okay, right. This is good.
Wait.
Oh, no, you skipped the fourth
you
one.
The fourth one. Yeah.
Yeah, I put judging people.
No, I don't judge people.
That's not a bad habit. He's just bad at it.
Yeah. Bad at it. Yeah.
I would say I put my tongue out a lot.
Oh.
You stick your tongue out a lot?
Yeah, when I'm like when I don't think or like bored or just like…
Oh, really?
Like, I do this a lot like…
Oh.
Oh, what the… Really? What the?
No, I don't know why.
Oh.
It just comes out naturally?
Yeah. Maybe and then my member just like…
like,
you can't move with your hands, bro.
I do that to dogs all the time.
Maybe it's really dry.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't
tongue feel
doesn't
it get dry?
Because like…
Oh, no. Really? That's interesting.
Because I get used to it, I think. I get used to it.
Oh.
You can try. It's like…
Just try it.
But don't drill.
Okay. Actually just trying it. Okay, last one.
So this one is that you think…
Yeah. What I think. I mean there's… I mean it's 10. But I put voice. Yeah.
Oh.
I felt that from the song. The song that you released.
Yeah, right. Can it change?
No.
Did you put your voice in?
No, no. I just write something like eyes or something. A feature. Like.
Oh, I was gonna… Oh. I was gonna… Yeah, I was
you
gonna
wrote
put
eyes?
Eyes.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Alright.
It's eyes.
Ice
Americano!
Yeah. We got one.
Is that the only one he got,
no,
right?
No, he got like… One and a half.
The sushi.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it's okay. Wait, so I don't get to try? So I don't get to like guess someone else?
You can do it, right?
Yes.
You could try. You
can we just all do it?
Yeah, can we all do it?
With Ashley's?
Yeah, no, we'll do it with Peniel.
Oh, with Peniel's? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see who gets
even,
the most
I don't even know me.
Right answers.
So what we're going to do instead is all of us are going to try and guess what Peniel… answers are.
Okay. Because
that's more fun. I don't know who wrote the script. Just kidding.
Alright, so we all have our phones out. We're going to be answering the questions.
Okay. What is Peniel's favorite pyeonijeom or convenience store item?
Wait.
Oh,
you can write
is,
anything?
Does it have to be…
I got a recent favorite.
Does it have to be like specific, like down to the name of the brand of the crackers, or can we be like crackers, yogurt?
It might
like
not be crackers.
Like, okay.
Can I write two down?
One, two.
Just do anything you want, man.
Okay.
Wait, why is three. It one, two, three?
One. I wrote four down, so if they get any of these four.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
What was Peniel's best subject in school?
Wow, that's hard.
Oh, I said this on the podcast.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet it's something super
like today?
Unexpected.
Not today.
No, a long time ago.
Ooh. That's gonna make
can
me
I
look
check
bad.
The video right now?
Huh?
Go on YouTube.
Go on
check
YouTube.
Video right
check
now.
The video.
I don't know which video it was. But it's on there.
Okay.
Think outside the box.
Huh?
What was Peniel's first phone?
That's the brand too?
His first phone ever?
Wait, I only know the brand. I don't know that. Okay. Wait, but what if it was like… So it wasn't like mine?
No one dies if you lose. Okay.
Yeah, we were just trying to win. Okay. We were all just trying to win.
No, it was like, so it was like my dad's like working phone, and then he just gave it to me to use for a bit, and then I had to give it back.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's the one I wrote down.
Okay. As if we know what that is.
Okay. Where does Peniel spend most of his time?
Okay.
What is Peniel's ideal hangout activity?
It's not suitable for this podcast.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Yeah. Oh.
You're not suitable for this podcast.
Yeah, I can't. If I leave my company someday, once I decide to retire, as
a second activity.
Second activity.
Hangout? Place to hang out?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're done.
Results? Or answers?
I don't know why, but you just seem like a Gatorade or Powerade drinker.
Oh.
So I put that down.
Okay.
Yeah, am I right?
No,
you'll find out.
I write jelly,
mm-hmm.
and then like cheese chips, those kind of stuff.
Cheese chips. Oh, you got two. You got two.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, you got two or four. Oh, don't reveal. I mean, maybe you got two.
Can I sit like pyeonhage?
Yes. I wrote cookies.
Wow.
So I got like a new favorite recently. There's this. It's like a rectangle shaped dakgalbsal jalapeno flavor.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah,
I know what that is.
So
and then it's like yegam, but it's like the orange one.
The cheese
so
one.
So that's cheese. It's like right? cheese flavored chips. And then I usually get jamchi mayo kimbap, samgakkimbap.
Oh, I was gonna write samgakkimbap.
And then jelly, gummies.
So you don't drink Powerade or Gatorade?
No
yeah,
cookies?
Yeah, I usually just drink water.
Oh, my bad.
Cookies I get from like an actual like cookie place.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Next okay. question.
Put math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just write science.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch.
That's a diss. Hey, that's a diss, man.
It was lunch.
Yeah.
No, because you said thing outside the box.
Yeah.
Yeah
oh.
So lunch.
So it's not like an actual subject. Lunch.
That was good then.
Yes, I got it.
I was going to write after school.
After school.
That that's is… Dope. That's my… Yeah.
A Nokia.
Whoa, a Nokia.
Mm. Motorola.
It was a Nokia.
Yes!
It was like this like small like bar Nokia phone.
You know in Thailand we call that a dog bones Nokia.
Dog bone?
Because when you throw it won't break.
Oh,
it's an indestructible
phone.
There's
like, there's a bunch of memes on Instagram too about the phone.
But it's
not, it's not
break.
That one though. It was like a different… model though? It was like a little smaller, I think.
Yeah.
I've never had
but I know
Nokia.
What you're talking about.
Because like parents always give phones. Like… They give me that one at my first phone.
Oh really? Yeah.
They say it won't break. You can drop
Nokia's
it.
Nokia's don't break.
I think… But that was like my dad's like office phone. And it was just like available. And then I had to give it back. And I think like my first phone… It was like a Samsung like flip phone. I think.
Yeah, my first was Samsung too.
Yeah.
I put car because he's always busy just like in the car getting to places.
Okay.
House. His house. Like his house.
His home.
Mm-hmm. I put home.
Mm. My house.
He's always home.
It's like I wake up, I go to the gym, I hang out a little bit and I'm just at home for the rest of the day.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Last question. What is Peniel's second preferred
I put gym.
We're gonna change.
Hang out at the gym?
Yeah. Can I change?
If you…
What did you put?
Can I say this?
Yeah, I think so.
What did you
put?
Put
drinking.
Oh, drinking?
Okay.
I put wakeboarding or baji.
Wow.
Oh. I did recently get into wakeboarding and baji, but… No,
I'm into wakeboarding too.
Oh, really? Oh, I went wake surfing recently. Have you tried wake surfing?
You mean the flow house?
Huh?
Wait.
No, it's like you do and then you let go of the rope and you…
It's like the board
yeah.
on water.
You mean that you say a fake surfing place. Flow House.
No. It's like wakeboard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like similar to wakeboard, but your feet aren't in the thing. So it's like you can move your feet around.
And then the
boat pulls you. And then when you're kind of like stable, you let go of the rope, and then you just.
Oh, dude, that seems hard.
The boat makes the wave, and then you ride the wave that the boat makes.
So scary.
You must be really good at it then.
Oh, I like just started.
Really?
Yeah, but it's fun. It's really fun, but it's expensive. I wish it was a little cheaper, but. Yeah.
Wait, so what was your answer?
Just chill at home.
Okay, this is super generic, man. All right, that was fun.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Yeah, I know. Can it change?
Oh, I just reshoot
that part?
After I said
can't reshoot that part?
Wait, can I change?
Can I reshoot that part? Please.
This is hilarious.
No, but I know Pernell better than Juni.
Yeah, that's true.
I should come here more often.
Yeah, I got everything wrong. All right. So, moving on to segment 4, part B and C. Part B. How do you have chemistry with people? I actually have lots of acquaintances and we're like in groups. Each group has a different interest, but I somehow don't click even with just one of them.
Oh.
Okay. I'm kind of friends with everyone, but no one really clicks with me. I try to follow what they like and think like them, but I don't know. It just feels empty. How do I have a good chemistry with these friends or just people in general? I truthfully still don't have someone that clicks with me on everything. It's always like we're close because of something specific and that's that.
Man, I feel like you don't really need to click with anyone.
Yeah.
Isn't that you?
I mean, if you have like one thing that… Oh, sorry. If you have like one thing that's…
Yeah.
Mutual, then that's it.
Yeah, you don't have to have like every single like hobby and like interest like the same.
You don't like the color red?
Everything matches but you don't like shorts. I'm sorry, I can't be your friend.
Yeah, that's tough.
I feel like… And right now it feels like they're trying to be like other people. To try to like match them. But motto. Express yourself.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I used to be like that.
You did?
In school.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm trying to find like people who have the same interests as me.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep like… Just like keep finding.
Right, then
it's just like tiring of like finding like…
Yeah.
It's like you're expecting someone to be
like you.
And it's impossible because we are all different.
Yeah.
Just like
it's like energy
just
draining.
Match like something that is like similar to you. Just one thing. Like maybe
like wakeboarding.
Yeah.
And then whenever you want to go wakeboard, you could hang out with that friend. It's like, oh, I like coffee. You go hang out with the friends that like coffee.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be weird if like that person is like the same as you?
That would be very weird.
It would
like,
be weird.
When you come out like to shopping or just spend time together outside, they wear the red color and then you wear red. Yeah. And when you go out wearing black, they wear black.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think… Yeah. Just be yourself.
Yep.
Pernell, you were more the type to just kind of have friends in specific kind of like different things. Or if… Let's say you wanted to play a sport, then you'd have your friends who play sports.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's like… I'll have like… Let's say like… I have like… I don't know like… My cafe friends. Like chill at home friends, right? But then I want to play sports. But if there's friends in the cafe and the chill at home friends that like sports… Like I'll invite both of them.
Right.
And then I'll just introduce my friends to each other too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like keep it restricted. Like I'm going to sports. So that friend group can't come. Like that friend group can't come. Like…
Okay.
If they like have in like high
similar
school,
interests… I'll just
it was
call
like
everyone.
A little bit. You know? High school? It's like all kind of divided.
Yeah.
Especially like, my high school was like that.
Like the little cliques and everything. But I mean, I feel like that's high school.
Right?
Mine would be like all friends. And then just like two friends that I can just like say anything. Just like they know everything about me. Just like those two friends who I have no secret about myself.
Right.
Yeah. And then everyone's like friends.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That's good to have. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's because they're trying to like… Please other people. Because it's like… Yeah, see, I try to follow what they like and think like them.
So it's she like, wants to find somebody that she doesn't have to try with. That they just naturally click and just… Conversation flows well. Like they see eye to eye on things.
Yeah. But they are trying right now. So then just… be yourself.
I think, yeah, the solution is just like, just be yourself. Yeah, just and then try wait being for yourself. Someone to come
yeah,
back to
eventually
you,
right? They would come to you. So,
because if you keep acting like this, they're going to think that you are like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're just going to keep feeling empty.
No, you know, I think like there's those issues though. When you try too much, people kind of like walk away from you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's too when much. You try too much to come close
to
someone.
It could be burdening a little bit.
Just like, just like, be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Like, with NCT, because I trained with him when I was like little. So,
even though
I don't met them for like a year, we're still friends.
Mm. It's like kind of like a family vibe.
Yeah. And it's like, a best friend vibe with NCT member. Mm, and with Wavy, it's just like a family vibe. Like brother. Like, okay. We are so chill. We all have like dinner night, movie night.
We do that
as like a family more than friends. And with Supem, it's just like… It's different though. It's like high school. No, it's like university like students hanging out together. We do like…
So it's like best friends…
Family,
and then like you went to college and like your new group of
college
friends. New group of friends. Okay.
With that's different interests, so it's just like, fun to talk to. Mm.
That's really good to have, don't you think? Like,
yeah. There's like different like perspectives of everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot going on around you.
Yep.
As long as it's not like too much for you to handle.
Yeah.
But I mean, you said you wanted more, so I guess he's
up for more.
I mean, like not more group, but like… Like,
More schedule. More schedule. Wait,
what's your name again?
All
right.
Okay.
How do you know if you have good chemistry with your members?
Oh, I don't try to like fit in. I think that's like the thing that…
You can just be you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can just like… Sorry. I can just like… I don't fart in front of them and I don't feel embarrassed. If I don't feel like comfortable with them, I can't have a good chemistry with them.
Yeah.
I'm more like… I can just like… Just feel like I'm myself and just like talk something out. With like no filter on. That means like I'm very comfortable. Mm.
That's good. Yeah. Being comfortable is a very big thing. Yeah. For sure.
Mm.
For sure.
Mm. Alright, so I'll move on to part C now.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Not question, but… this person says, I'm a chemist. I know, a bit boring for others. Not really, a chemist is cool. But here's my problem. I've been working for a government agency for more than 6 years now. However, after a very long time, I started feeling not so in love with my profession anymore. By the way, when I chose this profession, I really prayed hard for it like every night. I kept this in my prayers and I luckily became a chemist. And I used it to say it was a dream come true. I used to say it was a dream come true. Sorry. But lately, I feel like I no longer want to do this type of work, which is laboratory analysis and all that jazz. And it's as if I lost interest and I'm just doing random stuff on weekends, like making… making scented candles to make me feel alive. I am feeling sad because I used to love it and now this profession seems like a way to pay my bills. Any ideas or advice to make me feel enthusiastic about my work again?
Hmm.
Wow, this is super relatable for me because I loved making music and it was like everything, right? Yeah. And then once I started becoming… once I really got into the field and got myself very busy, I realized that I wasn't making music the way I used to anymore. It was more like… I wasn't making it for myself, like for my own happiness.
Right.
It was like I have to make… it for other people's happiness. And it didn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And to balance that out, it's super, super difficult. So I know what this person is feeling. And it eventually felt like, oh, I'm just doing this just to make money. But this isn't what I wanted. I did this because I wanted to be happy. So I still don't know, to be honest, the balance. I'm just trying to keep myself positive. And like, so every project I would participate or just be in, I try to… just enjoy the hell out of it.
Mm.
Because after the song is done and after everything is made, the process after that is all so much stress that I at least want to be really happy when I'm creating.
Making it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like every time I have a session, I just say, hey, let's just enjoy it. Because this is the only time we can enjoy this part of aspect of music.
Because
everything afterwards or before that, it's just so much mind-boggling stuff that you don't want to deal with.
The business side of it.
The business is, it's so different. So,
Anything
for you guys?
I mean, I guess kind of try to think back to your roots, like why you wanted to start this maybe. That could kind of help what motivated you in the beginning, why you wanted this job so badly, why you prayed every night for this job. I guess try to think about all that stuff again. And I mean, sometimes you just get sick of stuff. Sometimes it just happens. It happens.
But I feel like there will come a time when you get like… when you start burning up for it again, right? Like when you can find the passion again.
Yeah.
It might just be like a little slump right now.
Yeah.
So try a little longer and then… take if it's break, still if not there, yeah, maybe even take a break, go on vacation or something. But wait, I don't know. It's like for the government. Can you just kind of take…
Yeah, government. Do they let you like…
you just take a vacation break? Whenever you want.
Like
Ashley,
are there days where you're like, I do not want to edit? I do not
want to
like…
Yeah, sometimes…
look at the bill. Gotta work again.
Gotta work. Back to work.
Even though I haven't been doing YouTube for a very long time, I mean, it's been a little over a year. There are days when I'm like, I don't know if this is for me. I don't even know if I'm fit for this job. I don't know if I'm creative enough. I don't know if I can like keep on making content and coming up with stuff. So there are days when I just don't feel like editing at all or even filming. And then when I have those days, I kind of watch other people's videos and that kind of inspires me again. And it kind of motivates me. It gives me new ideas. Mm. And I kind of want to start doing it again. And that's like for everything, even like Instagram. Because Instagram, I do it for fun, but it can also be like a job. Mm. And before, I used to love taking pictures. Like I used to take more pictures than I do now. But because it kind of became my job to take pictures, there's some days where I'm like, oh, I don't want to take pictures.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
You have days like that?
Yeah. When it becomes work, because then it's you're not really free. You don't have the creative freedom. Mm. Like if you work for a brand, then there are certain ways that the brand wants it. But then like you're not… I don't have professional background in photography, right? So I'm not really like trained. So I just have my iPhone and then I take pictures. And then there are days when I'm not satisfied with the outcome. But like, yeah, there's so many thoughts in my head. But
you're also a very picky… picture person.
Yeah, I am picky too. But
is that from experience?
he's had lots of experience.
That's why I know how to not take her pictures now.
Oh, just avoid it in general?
No. She'll ask you to take a few and then you just… and she's like, no, it's not how I want it. And then she goes to someone else. She's like, hey, can you take it? I'm like…
he just purposely takes it horribly.
Yeah, just take the picture.
It can't be too bad. You gotta make it look like you tried
it. Right. Like,
You know how they say that if you make your job what you love, then you're going to end up hating it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I mean, for me too, guitar was like a hobby. And then once it started becoming kind of a job, I was like, I don't want to touch the guitar again.
Mm.
So it's like… because it kind of becomes like… because like your hobbies, you kind of release stress through it, I feel like. From doing your hobbies because you're just having a good time and whatever. But then once it becomes a job… I feel like it becomes stressful and you're like, oh, I have to do this more than I want to do it. Mm-hmm. It's like on my free time and it becomes a have to.
Yeah.
And then that's when I guess you kind of start getting like stressed about it and stuff, I think.
Like, I think it matters with the outcome as well. I mean, like
for you,
I guess I'm imagining this was when you were like a trainee or
guitar,
right? So it's like, it's all about outcome. Like if you're doing something you love and you get the outcome, just like the output… if you feel the output, like as if… just like, let's say one day you'll just get really tired of all these schedules and stuff. But then you perform or just put out a new song and you have these fans and people that love you and love your song. Like you get that feedback and you kind of want to do more, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. But for this person, it's like she's working for the government and she's always constantly just working behind the scenes and just kind of like there's no output in that. I can't really imagine like what there is for her to just kind of feel the joy again.
Yeah, because I don't really know what chemists do. I would assume they're wearing like lab coats and like goggles and
Have you seen Stranger Things? You know, that's what they do.
Like Dexter's laboratory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind
of
stuff.
There's a bunch of smoke, making, you know.
We're going to get a lot of chemicals. People getting really angry.
I'm sorry. But
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I never thought like even when I learned chemistry in like high school. I was like, this is not my subject, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I never even thought of it as a job. But like the fact that you like thought of it as a job, I'm like, oh wow, that's crazy.
That's respect.
Yeah.
Have pride in what you do.
Make content for TikTok. Maybe that can…
See, I don't know if they're allowed to. They work for the government. Yeah.
They can do it secretly.
Oh right. Not like at the lab, like doing TikTok.
Maybe that'll like spark something again.
Yeah.
Maybe. Not just strictly in the laboratory doing this work, you know, like sharing your knowledge and creativity with the world outside of work. I feel like that can maybe spark something too.
Yeah.
I think the fact that you can actually think of it this way is kind of like, it makes you kind of different from other people. So good on you.
I'm not a very inspired person.
No, but for real, like if I really knew what like a chemist does, then I would try. Well, I don't know.
Where do you get inspiration from?
From other
artists and music, right?
So it's like that for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mine's for like challenge something. Like when someone like challenged me to do something, kind of like, okay, let's go with it.
Oh, really?
Like I challenge you. And
if you're like, dude, I think you can't like sing that note. And it's like, okay, let's try. Oh. Those kind of stuff make me like…
So when people kind of look down on you.
Yeah. So he makes negativity into like a motivation.
Yeah. Or like some like new concept that I haven't tried. Or like new stage. I got like those are my motivation.
So you're very open to new challenges and trying new things.
Yeah, I love challenges.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's good.
All right.
So did we help this person?
Hopefully. I think
we can't talk to them. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Like, but I think he or she like work every day. Like every day. Like
I think.
No, like,
I think out. Like five
maybe
days
weekends.
A week.
Yeah, they
just
might have
weekends,
like,
off.
Weekends off. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
You know that thing. Why don't you when I'm at school, I was so bored of studying, so I have my Tamagotchi with me all the time. So it's like. So
like
that's
kind of
helped me to like, why you're doing your… Wait, is it bad? I think it's bad, but like…
No, find a hobby. Like,
I mean,
play,
if they work for the government too, it's like, I don't want something like messed up like from a government. like government, like official, like whatever. But then it's like a bunch of side effects. It's like, what happened? Sorry, I was on my Tamagotchi.
I had to take a shower for that. I had to feed my Tamagotchi, man. All right. So we'll wrap it up now. Thank you, Ten.
Thank you.
For joining us today. How was it? How was being at our Get Real podcast?
I really have a good time though.
Really?
At first I'm very nervous at first. I was like, what should I talk? But then it's just like…
Yeah,
oh,
you were
I'm
sitting
so
comfortably.
Sure.
Yeah, it's natural.
I feel like comfortable now.
Supernatural.
I wish I could come out like more fun.
Please do. Welcoming.
A lot of fun though.
Yeah.
Very chill. Just like freely talk about stuff.
And like it's like… This was I think the second episode or like maybe the first episode that I get to really, really host everything. And I'm glad that it was you as a guest.
Yeah.
And then I can comfortable with everything. So thank you guys for bashing on me the whole time.
Yeah, make sure to write his melody line next time.
I'd love
to. Let's work.
Don't make up weird excuses.
I'm not.
No, but I really had a lot of fun though. I haven't speak English for a long time and it's kind of…
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
You still got it?
Yeah.
I haven't speak a long like conversation for a long time.
Oh, okay. Like short…
Like a short.
Yeah. Like here and there but like long conversations you haven't done in a while.
Do you usually speak Korean? More Korean?
I speak like English with my member but not a long conversation. Just like… Have you eat? What do you want to eat? Want to watch movie? And then we like be silent for 2 hours.
Like, all right, movie starting. Shut up.
Is there anything you want to know that our listeners know?
Just like please like watch like Get Real or other like channel like related to Dive Studio, right? And also don't forget to check my new music, Pay Me Naked. It's out now, and don't forget to like share to your friends, your family, your parents, everyone.
And tell them to share it too.
Yeah, share it two, and two. Yeah. Keep the chain. Yeah. Thank you.
Like your shirt.
And don't forget to wear your shirt.
All right. So if you wish to watch the video version of this episode for free, you can visit youtube.com/divepods. Once again, follow and review this podcast. And thank you for listening. And thank you to Ten for joining us today.
Thank you for having me though.
Do you have a personal Instagram or anything?
Yes.
Oh, what is it? What is it?
Wait, I forgot the name. Wait,
oh, you forgot
Ten Lee. Wait, let me… Can I check it?
Yeah.
Okay, my personal Instagram account name is… Wait, let me see. TenLee_1001.
Alright, make sure you guys go follow him too. And I'm sure he'll post future updates about his music and stuff.
Oh yeah. Alright, yes. Very excited to hear more. And thank you guys for listening. And I hope to see you guys again soon.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.